This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Hey, welcome back to another hour of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's lots you can, lots and lots and lots that you can do up there on the website. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I appreciate the time that you, you know, that you're perusing some of the articles on the website, that you're interacting with other people on Facebook and or on the website. And while you're up on the website, since you have nothing else to do, hop into the store. If you have an Apple or an Android phone, do we have an app for you? Yeah, the new Apple and Android apps that we have will allow you to watch live, listen live. It'll allow you to hit the website to grab the chat room live on your phone. And you can do anything you do on a computer to the most part for the show, you can also do on your You'll be able to do it on your smartphone, including go to the store and buying my stuff. There's lots of good stuff in there. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, a professor calls white people inhuman. Should they still be allowed to teach? See, I think no. Because, you know, if it was the other way around, if it was a white professor called a black professor that, or black people that, or Asian people for that matter, any peoples that matter, you know what would have happened? Other than being accused of having white privilege and all this other freaky stuff, they would have lost their jobs almost immediately. A California college is facing national outrage. California, my butt, they always face national outrage. A Connecticut college, about time, the other coast, is facing national outrage after a professor posted a series of Facebook messages attacking white people, along with a link to an essay that suggests that first responders to last week's congressional shootings should have let the lawmakers effing die. How sweet. How nice. This guy's teaching your children. Trinity College, Trinity College, what is it? Jesse Waters went to Trinity College. Tucker Carlson went to Trinity College, but the Trinity College professor Johnny Eric Williams also reportedly shared an essay posted on Medium that included a photograph of Majority Leader Steve Scalise titled "Let Them Effing Die." Isn't that cool? The anonymous essayist opined that the Capitol Police officers should have let Representative Scalise and other Republican lawmakers die in last week's ballpark attack, saying that the life of those that would kill you is the opposite of virtuous, the person who wrote the essay wrote. Let them effing die and smile a bit when you do. You have done the universe a great service. This guy is teaching your children. Trinity needs to get a bunch of mail, emails, and phone calls that drive them absolutely out of their minds and get rid of this guy. You know, they call us the haters. They call us mean. They call us out of control. This guy is out of control. This guy is mean. This guy is a hate monger. Why he still has a job, I have no clue. Saving the lives of those that would kill you is the opposite of virtuous, the SAS wrote. Let them effing die. And this is the part. And smile a bit. So he's not even doing it out of nastiness. He thinks it's an enjoyable thing. You've done a great job for the universe. The professor's incredibly offensive Facebook postings and hashtags were originally reported by the Campus Reform. Goes on to say, I'm fed the F up with the self-identified whites' daily violence directed at immigrants, Muslims, and sexually and racially oppressed people. The time is now to confront these inhuman a-holes and end this now, the professor wrote. I want you to, you know, some of you go, ah, you have to read that stuff. I want you to hear what your kids are hearing. I want you to see what your kids are reading. I want you to understand you can't keep ignoring this. You can, conservative parents, you Christian parents, you cannot keep ignoring this stuff. Now, ironically, Professor Williams, what does he teach about? Come on, take a guess. Race and racism. Apparently something he knows a lot about. Trinity College President Joan Berger Sweeney said in a prepared statement that she does not condone hate speech or calls to incite violence. I told Professor Williams that, in my opinion, his use of the hashtag was reprehensible and at the very least in poor judgment. The president said no matter its intent, it goes against our fundamental values as an institution, and I believe its effect is to close minds rather than open them. Instead of me trying to interpret the essay written on Medium, the writer says, I'm going to let the college president describe that piece of garbage. The president goes on to say, the Medium piece went on to explore broader issues concerning race and relationships between victims of bigotry and bigots. She went on to say that the piece culminated with a call to show indifference to the lives of bigots. That call was reprehensible, and any such suggestion is abhorrent and wholly contrary to the Trinity's values. I mean, think about this. Think about this. This professor has been on the campus for a few years. He's been teaching your kids, talking to your kids, speaking to your kids for years. And we allowed this to happen. This can't be the first complaint. Come on, cut me some slack here. This is not the first complaint against this guy, I'm sure. And think about this. So what did the professor mean when he wrote, it is past time for the racially oppressed to do what people who believe themselves to be white will not do? We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. If you listen to The Real Side, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. I got more for you.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and fans nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and doing all that fun stuff. You know, I immediately get sidetracked because you guys send me stuff during the break. You know, I take a look at it, take a quick look at it because I figure if it's hot enough to even send, I want to take a look at it. I don't want to ignore you. And what I love about it, love about some of this stuff anyway, not all of it, obviously, is one person, where is it? I just had it up on my screen. God, I hate when I do that to myself. Oh, here it is. Okay. So the one person sends me a negative story that was on MSN. So I went over to MSN.com, and I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. There isn't a positive story on MSN, on MSN about a Republican. Right? So, let me see. I'm looking at the titles, right? Let me see. Economic disappointment reaches levels not seen since 2011. The, you know, the under economy. Sears is closing 20 more stores. Outrage after Trump commits golf's unforgivable sin. Now this is on, I mean, this is on a news feed, right? 12-year-old girl came out at her church, then her mic was cut off. Okay, so what? I mean, it's really funny how you have a church, a Bible-believing church, that doesn't believe in homosexuality, and they're upset that the Bible-believing church would cut off a mic at somebody who's saying it's okay. I don't know. I don't see anything wrong with that. Nothing. Some of you who are listening, take notes, just so we're clear. Nothing. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm going to get back to that other story in a minute. I really want to get to, maybe I'll do it in the third hour. Yeah, I think I'll do it in the third hour. Because I'm having too much fun with this. Yeah, we'll do David Fisher. I'm not trying to be mean. We'll do him in the third hour. Because just, there's too much of this fun stuff going on here. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Where did it go? I just had it up. It just had it up on the screen. Oh, there it goes, a white. Oh, so I'm going through, you know, the MSN, it's not MSNBC, so I want to be clear about it. I don't want you to think I'm being a jerk here. It's not MSNBC. It's MSN.com. And then it goes, how Trump's dubious claims make the entire government react. Well, change it, and you won't have to react that way. You don't do anything when he talks about leaks. Nobody gets all crazy because you know they're true, and you don't want to get all crazy. You don't want to bring any more attention to them, right? But, I mean, I love this whole thing with his tweet that Comey better hope there's no tapes. And everybody said, well, he started it. He said there were. No, actually, he never said there was. What I think is funny is what did he actually say? I think Donald Trump loves being in your head. I really do. I love the fact, I know producer Tim's going to get crazy with me because I switched hours. We're doing the finance next hour, not this hour. I'll talk a little bit about it just so it doesn't screw everything up, but really, we're really going to do it next hour. Anyway, the Trumpster, President Trumpster to you, the fact that he came out and said, I hope there are no tapes, doesn't mean there were. It doesn't even mean he was suggesting that there were. But he got in your head. He got in their head. He got in their head enough to where the Democrats were going to subpoena these tapes that didn't exist. Never said they did. On the front page of MSN, shifting dollars from poor to rich is a key part of the Senate health bill. You notice how they put that in there? Key part is shifting money. Trump says, I just don't want a poor person in the top economic role. And the left is going nuts that he used the term poor person. Why would you want somebody who's never had money, who doesn't have money, in a role where they're handling a lot of money? You know, most millionaires made by the lottery are broke within 7 years. Did you know that? The majority of them. Not a couple, not a minor amount, the majority of them. You know why? They don't know how to handle money. They've never had the money, so they don't know how to handle it. Right? Last night during the Trump speech, I think this is hilarious. I understand that CNN cut away from the speech after about 7 minutes when he started calling out fake news sources and how they wouldn't show the crowd that was there because they didn't want you to see how packed it was. I also heard today that the fire marshal, who I didn't check to see if he was a Democrat or Republican or who he gave money to, But the fire marshal apparently wouldn't let them fill the event space up. It would hold 9,000, but he would only let 6,000 and left the rest outside. How nice of him, right? I mean, there's something wrong with that. So last night, apparently, CNN cut away after Fox started calling out some of the news sources, or Trump did. Fox left it on and stayed with it the whole night. Last night, Fox had four times as many listeners or viewers, if you would, as CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DEFG, HIJK, LMNOP networks. And shortly after Trump was starting to call out fake news, CNN cut the feed and went to all Russia all the time from that point on. And in a recent study, just even over the last few days, 93%, they've come up with this. This is not Fox. But 93% of the stories on CNN are negative. Flat out negative. Mostly negative on Trump. Negative on the, what do you call it there? The Republicans, conservatives. Just negative, period. Right? And then people are up in arms. Oh, my God, Donald Trump said he's going to require the immigrants to have to be able to pay for themselves. That's so nasty. It's so bad. Well, guess what? Billy Bob did the same thing. Bill Clinton called for no immigrants unless they could take care of themselves, unless they could support themselves. This was not a place to come to get on welfare. That is not the American dream. Bill Clinton, not Joe Messina. And there was a guy from a Hispanic group today on TV saying that Bill Clinton was pandering to the white people by doing that. Nobody what he believed at the time, anyhow. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Come on back. A lot more coming up after the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
What are you, a couple of nitwits?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Join the party. You can either head over to Facebook, and there's a live chat room and all that fun stuff there. You can head over to my website, therealside.com, where you can also, you know, watch live, listen live, take the poll. A lot happening there as well. You know, and please, please be involved in the conversation. Seriously. I was like when I see stuff from, you know, all kinds of viewpoints on these issues. I know it sounds kind of crazy, but I really do appreciate the different the different viewpoints that you have on different issues. I really do. Oh, come on. Where did it go? See, this is why I hate computers. But when I put them on paper, I lose the paper. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, the time you're spending being part of the conversation, really being involved in the conversation. Don't just sit there and veg out. Seriously. Anyway, all right, we'll move on to the one I really wanted to talk about anyhow. So, I don't know if you guys heard about the Russians have been incurring on our Navy vessels, aircraft, that kind of thing, all over the place. And we're supposed to give them a little slack, you know, cut them a little slack. Why? I don't know. I think we should just blow them out of the air and get it over with. Let them know, you know, Putin wants to know where you stand. I believe they're testing Trump right now. Now, we've lost count of the number of times that the Russian military have buzzed a U.S. aircraft carrier, naval vessel, whatever. I think it was Monday, a Russian fighter buzzed a U.S. reconnaissance jet. I think within 5 or 10 feet, they said it was. Although, that's pretty darn close for a plane. Reuters, a NATO F-16 made a close approach to a Russian plane carrying Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu over the international waters of the Baltic Sea. He was making his way towards a Russian enclave on the Baltic coast. Now, the NATO F-16 came alongside the Russian aircraft, and it's lingered for a little while, right up until a Russian Su-27 fighter jet escorting the minister flew into a gap between the two planes and tilted to the side to display its full array of air-to-air missiles under each wing. Now, that prompted the F-16 to start to move itself away from the group, which I get. That's fine. The point was made. The counterpoint was received. Now, it was filmed by a Russian crew, a Russian media crew. So we might be able to put that up on the website later on. You can watch. Now, as a standard practice, whenever stuff like this happens, an unknown aircraft approaches NATO airspace, NATO and the National Air Force has taken the sky to monitor these flights. Now, a NATO official told Reuters, when NATO aircraft intercept the plane, they identify it visually. They maintain a safe distance at all times. Once complete, the NATO jet usually breaks away. Now, of course, the Russian government called it isn't provocative and insinuated that the pilot was an American, though the jet could have belonged to any one of the military NATO members. Of course it was American. Of course it was provocative, except when you do it. The BBC reported that a NATO official stated that the alliance can confirm that three Russian aircraft, including two fighters, were tracked over the Baltic Sea. As the aircraft did not identify themselves or respond to air traffic control, which they're supposed to do. You know, if you don't play by the rules, expect to be bit. The NATO fighter jet scrambled to identify them, and they followed standard procedures. The official added that NATO has no information as to who was on board. We assessed the Russian pilot's behavior as safe and professional. There were also reports that following the key conclusion of Defense Minister Shoigu's meeting with the military brass, NATO jets tracked his plane as it returned to Russia. This time, for some reason, it had more fighters around it. And NATO jets were scrambled, but they kept their distance, and there was no longer another close encounter. You hear me, I play the Danger Zone. It's our bumper music most of the time. And there's a scene in that where, you know, he's flying. I know it's impossible to be that close. I get it. But it's, you know, it's a movie and it's fun, whatever. But he's 5 feet, upside down, 5 feet away from the other pilot. And he takes a picture of the inside of the cockpit. Now, it's funny. I mean, that whole thing is funny because they take a lot of license in that. But those are the kind of tensions that the Russians and the Americans have done for years. Getting close, poking each other, teeing each other off just a little bit. No international incidents, just blowing off some steam. Now, the Russian jets keep buzzing our planes, buzzing our naval vessels. At some point in time, we need to be doing something about it. I don't want anybody to get hurt or killed, except for equipment. Now, nobody really knows how this is going to play out ultimately. There's so much tension between the Americans and the Russians right now, which is too bad. Doesn't have to be that way. But I'd love to know, you guys in, I'm not going over there yet, but you guys in the Facebook chat room and the regular chat room too, what should we do about this? What do you think we ought to do about these continued intrusions, I don't know what else to call them, by the Russians into, you know, getting involved in whether it's American airspace, the Syrian debacle that's going on, all of that. I mean, do we take action? At what point in time do you, if you? I think you should. That's my own personal opinion, but I think you should. I think allowing them to continually get away with this shows how weak we are and shows that we're not really willing to take any action on any of this. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. What else we got? Oh, no, we're okay. The Russian myth. So I'm listening to a soundbite on Trey Gowdy earlier today. And I can't find it again, but you don't need it. It's okay. And he's asking questions of Homeland, ex-Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson. And he brings up a great point. I mean, he really simply slams this whole Russian myth down very easily. How important it was, how serious it was, how concerned they were. Now, ex-Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson, in his testimony on Wednesday, really should make a definitive end to the Russian hack of the election. All the hysteria behind all the garbage, and why it's taken so long, and why they can't get the information they want. Why? Because of Mr. Obama. It really is that simple. He told the House Intelligence Committee outright that the Russians failed to alter ballots, ballot counts, or reporting of election results, so they couldn't tweak the election around through the machines. He says, yes, it's clear that Russian Vladimir Putin's full approval on all of this. The Russians probably did orchestrate the cyber attacks designed to influence the 2016 contests by putting out what he called fake news. But the hack and the release via WikiLeaks and so on of the Democrat emails produced nothing, not one game changer. The biggest impact was to confirm the obvious. The Democrat National Committee favored Hillary Clinton from the start. And the fake news mainly feeds people's existing prejudices, which serves Putin's goal, of course, hoping to flip people from one party to the other. Johnson also made it plain that the Democrats didn't take the problem too seriously. The FBI and the DNC had been in contact with each other for months before the intrusion, and the DNC didn't see a need or want DHS's assistance. Why is that? Really, why is that? Johnson also explained why the Obama administration kept quiet on the threat. The White House, he recalled, argued that a public admission of possible Russian interference might be seen as an effort to influence the election, particularly since Donald Trump was warning the election was going to be rigged. He wouldn't give any credibility. Now, Obama was fervently campaigning for Clinton. The White House figured that raising alarms about Russian interference would seem mere electioning. So they let it go. What administration was that working with? It's almost Senior Hosh. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Let's finish this up on the other side of the break. A lot more I want to talk about. A boot. They're from Canada, that is. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Come on back.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries. And Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Some of you guys, you're sending me stuff during the breaks. It's okay. It's okay, but some of it, I wish you'd check out. But this one here... on Melissa Milano was kind of fun. Alyssa Milano. Who I always thought, I always enjoyed her acting, but when they get this whacked, I can't even, because if I watch them on TV and I'm looking at them, I'm going, oh yeah, I can't hear a word they're saying because she's a real idiot. I just can't, there's nothing. I do change the video. Oh, change that video. Well, be more specific. The video of me. I still don't know why people want to look at that. Freaks me out. Anyhow, I am Joe Messina, your host. So, Alyssa Milano says, the lack of diversity, whether it's race or gender, in writing any bill is an issue. So, what do we have? We have to write, like, gender stuff and race stuff in every bill we make? Seriously? What do you, like, okay, the New York, what was his name, Bloomberg. who wanted to keep pictures of cigarettes out of the windows of stores. He wanted to write a bill for that. Right? He wanted it to be a law, well, you know, for the city. I love that. So we're going to include gender and ethnicity in there? Because it makes black people and people in the LGBT community feel bad if they see cigarettes in a window? Are we serious? I know part of this, she's talking about the health care bill and other bills. So when those bills were supposed to call out special provisions for blacks, Hispanics, and people in the LGBT community? I mean, seriously. Ted Cruz is one of the healthcare bill authors, and she was having a heartburn with that. Right? And she thinks he's very white. I don't. And these people are on drugs. They just. There's just something going wrong with them big time. All right. Let's come. I guess that is reality. I was going to say, let's come back to reality, but I guess that is reality in some way, shape, manner, or form for her anyway. God bless it. All right. So we were talking about the Russian myth, right? And how Jay Johnson, the ex-Homeland Security Secretary, was being in a hearing today. He was being, I don't know, what do you want to call it, deposed, questioned, whatever. And he talked about how, you know, the hacks and the leaks from the Democratic National Committee's server and the FBI, in asking for help or asking for the server, the DNC declined. They wouldn't give them the information. Right? The administration as a whole wouldn't give anything either because they felt it would be seen, as I read earlier, that it was a ploy. Well, I guess they got themselves in a bottle, didn't they? It was going to be a ploy by the president to politicize this stuff. And it might give favor to, you know, Trump, who said that it was rigged anyhow. Boy, what a little tangled web they weaved, didn't they? Since they looked at everything from a political set of glasses and spectacles, it really jammed them in the corner, didn't it? Because Trump was saying that that the election was going to be rigged against him. And then if that DNC information came out by the FBI or whoever locally, that they were working against Bernie Sanders, my God, you would have saw the nasties really early on now. And because Obama was like really pushing and campaigning for Hillary, they just felt that people would look at it like they were using it as a reason why Hillary was winning or losing or whatever. Now, you think it was more that they were worried about undermining faith in the election or just that it would help Trump? Now, see, one would be a reason of nobility. The other one would be self-serving. So I'm going to go with the other one. I'm going to go with the self-serving one. They thought it was going to help Trump. Now, note that Team Obama vetoed then-FBI Director James Comey's plan to publish a late-summer op-ed warning of Russian efforts to interfere at the election. They didn't like it. It was too uncomfortable for them. They didn't want anybody to know that there were issues or problems. Well, why? I mean, weren't they supposed to be the most transparent administration ever? Boy, in 20 years, I'm going to love reading back on this to see what we've actually found out about what Obama did. And then when Team Obama finally did go public on the threat, it wound up being the same day that Access Hollywood tape seemed to spill the spell disaster for Trump. You know, that whole thing about him grabbing women. Apparently he was reading a book or reading one of the depositions of Billy Bob Clinton to one of the women he assaulted. No, sorry, that wrong one. The administration didn't take action until after Election Day when it slapped Moscow with some new sanctions. Putting the question of Russian interference on page one only after Trump had won. So, what a real series of errors that went down here. If you think about it, right? but none of it was played right, and it was politics 101. They could have easily handled this and put it out in such a fashion that it might even have looked bad for Trump. Because, you know, he wants to win, wants the appearance to be that he's won fair and square. Not with help from the Russians or anybody else for that matter. No, anyhow. Let me get rid of this one. I don't like that one. Oh, yeah. I love this stuff. This is some of the stories you guys sent me, I do appreciate. So we're going to see if I can get these done back-to-back really quick. The LGBT groups say that I love this. This is so cool. That conservative Christians have no place in government. Right? So, and I find it amusing because aren't they for equality for all, for everybody in every way? An LGBT activist group is outraged that the Trump administration's Department of Education invited speakers from two prominent conservative Christian family organizations to participate in a panel discussion on fatherhood held in advance of Father's Day. Now, Politico reported that experts from the Family Research Council and Focus on the Family, two traditional family outfits, were invited to speak at a day-long conference hosted by the Education Department that addressed how fathers could be engaged in their child's lives. Now, there's a difference between a father and a daddy. Big difference. Okay? Anyway, I'll deal with that another time. But I don't know how. And again, I'm not putting it down. I would love to have somebody call the show. Call me after the show. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Tell me how, I don't know if I'm using the term properly, transgender male. Someone goes from female to male. Now, there's a lot of this stuff I've already cleared with psychologists. I've already talked to psychologists about this. You cannot naturally have, fatherly instincts if you go from female to male, if you transgender or if you transition over. There are some things that are in the DNA. There are just some things in the chemical makeup. And that's not coming from Joe Messina. You do your own homework and find it. I'm not going to do everything for you. So both FRC, headed by Tony Perkins and Focus on the Family, led by Jim Daly, and founded by James Dobson, are known for advocating in accordance with biblical beliefs on sexuality and the belief that marriage is only between one man, one woman. However, the pro-LGBT advocacy group, Human Rights Campaign, believes that the organization's belief in traditional marriage and opposition to same-sex marriage should make their employees disqualified from giving a government-funded platform to the voice of their views on marriage and family. So does that mean that Bernie Sanders should step down because he doesn't believe that Christianity should have anything to do with government, if you would? Right? I mean, there's a lot of people on the left that feel that Christians shouldn't have a say in any of this stuff. Isn't that cool of them? But they can get away with it. It makes it okay for them. This is why I say it's not quality they want. It's control. Any way you cut it, it's control. Another LGBTQ group blasted the St. Louis Cardinals over Christian Day. You know, they have a date for everything. They really do. You know, they have a backwards hat day at some of these places. The National League St. Louis Cardinals, they're being attacked because of a guest that they're going to have over the Christian Day. What do they want? They wanted a gay pride leader to be at that event. Instead, they have, you know, again, almost every Christian church is not going to speak in favor of the gay and lesbian lifestyle. It's not going to happen. It's scriptural. Deal with it. All right, so we deal with finances in the next hour, so I can calm down. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.